Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to Whiplash Talk. This is Sunshine, and we are so excited to have you on today. Rob Anderson, are you with me?
I am. Did I get you? I had to hang it out there for a second.
Yes. Wow.
Of course I'm here.
Thank you. It's so good to have you back on Whiplash Talk. I tell you what, the energy this last week was, oh my gosh, I don't even know where to start. But yes, how was your week? Tell me how your week was.
My week was great. That's the thing. It's just being more in peace energy. Like 5 years ago, I would have told you my week was horrible probably, but now it's like, no, I focus on the good things. Like there was wins and losses and, everything in between, but like, I've just got a good pace and I'm really enjoying life at a, my seat of intention for January is grace.
Nice.
So however that works out for me, grace. And if you look at all the different definitions of grace, like, cause there's some that I forgot, so being gracious and graceful in your movements, but also giving yourself a grace period, like this time in January to like just kind of reflect, and that's what I've been doing. And and today I set a boundary with the client.
Nice.
It was very difficult. It wasn't difficult for me to do, but it's like, when you're self-employed and to like tell somebody you can't work with them anymore and that they're crossing a boundary, it's not my forte, let me tell you. And but it felt so good because it made me realize where in the past I've compromised my own spiritual integrity or been such a people pleaser. But that comes from childhood trauma, right? Being a people pleaser.
Yep.
And I was thinking about that a little bit for some reason. I don't know why. But as I analyzed that, because I moved around a lot as a kid. And so, having friends and then having to meet new friends and then feeling like you have to like hang on to what you have. Otherwise, it's going to fall apart. But anyways, how was your week?
I will say the same. There were a lot of things, there were a lot of emotions in my week this week, which was kind of weird. And I'm trying to learn to just observe them and like, wow, where did that come from? And that's interesting, that kind of stuff. But I want to comment on, I moved a lot when I was a child too. At the age of 15, I'd moved 15 times.
Holy geez. Well, I'm not quite that bad, but at the age of, six, seven, by the time I was eight, I'd moved six times. So
yeah, and it's tough. You're the new kid, and they all have their cliques, and they all have their friends, and you're like, if you just get to know me, you'd really like me, So yeah, that's a real thing.
You know what's the funny thing is I don't consider myself a fighter, but like when I was young, I was always moving, so it's like you always have to prove yourself to the tough kid. So like the majority of my friends I had growing up, I always fought them first, and then we became like best friends.
I pick you. Punch.
I always had to whoop some ass,
I pick you. Smack.
Yeah, show them who the king lion is.
Right. Rawr.
Yeah.
That's funny. No, my week was good. I got out and did a little bit of a road trip yesterday, and it was nice. During the week, I saw three different bald eagles. That was fabulous.
Oh, amazing. I had I think it wasn't a bald eagle. It was a big, really big, I think. I don't know. There's so many different types of hawks here, but a couple hours ago, I was having my morning coffee, looking out my front window, and a beautiful, beautiful, I think it was like a white-breasted hawk, white-bellied hawk, flew up and landed on top of a pine tree. And I was like, yes, this is what I like to live for.
Yes, exactly.
I love
right.
birds so much. Like I know that.
I do too.
Like in my
your bird.
I'm going to be some type of bird. I just love them. That's why I'm learning to fly, because it's like, well, I'll take this physical until I can actually be a bird again. I'm gonna
exactly
be as close to that as possible, because I just love watching them and all the different flight characteristics. I think I've mentioned it before, but just the different flight characteristics of the different wing shapes and how their feathers work, and just the things that they can do that you could never even do in an airplane or a fighter jet or anything, because you can't withstand the G-forces or have, all different like feathers and all, the way they move them and everything and their wings. It's just like so amazing, and I just love watching them. And so, they're all different too. Like it's cool to watch a falcon, but it's also cool to watch a little chickadee because they have different wings
it's
and they fly
very
differently.
true. And hummingbirds. And of course they're elementals. So I same whenever I worked on my pilot's license, there was nothing like it there. It was, and I learned to fly in the state of Colorado.
Oh, nice.
And, had really bad thermals there, really
Oh yeah.
bad thermals. And so you got the crap knocked out of you because you were in like little, little Cessnas, and
Yeah.
but it taught you a lot, and it taught you how to crab, and it taught you how to let me see, fly sideways into the wind, people. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was good training. And then when I moved up to another state, up to Alaska, had a lot of friends. Everybody has airplanes up there. It's like pickups. Everybody has airplanes. And
Yeah,
so,
I saw a little documentary on that. I was like, I gotta go there.
I know, right? So everybody has that. And so you always have somebody swing by work and say, "Hey, what are you doing after work?" And swing by the slip, whether they were on floats or if they were on skis, depending on what time of year it was. But this was for fishing, so it'd be summer. Swing by the slip, and we'll go over to such and such creek. I won't give all the details, but we'll go over to such and such creek, catch our three, and come back over.
Yeah.
And it was just so fun. So you take off on skis, you land on skis, floats, sorry, take off on floats, land on floats. So I have some, I call it splash and go time. I have some
Oh,
splash and
that's
go time.
cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool. I've only been
So,
in
yeah.
a water plane once, I think, and it was my first time, and I was like, wow, this is amazing.
You're so cool. Yeah. So yeah, it was a good week. I got a lot done. Didn't get everything I wanted to get done.
Yeah, I hear you on that. It's like I'm
Yeah.
trying to be diligent, but it's like, wow, it feels there's not enough hours in a day, and then some days there is, but time moves, seems like it moves so fast sometimes now.
It does. It does move. And for us that are in this, on this journey, we've waited and waited and waited, and now there's an energy. It's picking up. And oh, I had a really cool synchronicity. Do you want to hear
Yes, of course. I love synchronicities.
it? After I moved here and I had that fall, tweaked my knee, twisted it, and then had the fall, tweaked my foot and ankle, and have kind of been in a mess ever since, but been getting better. And I finally decided, okay, I'm going to go to a chiropractor, and I'm going to give in. But I did all my commands, and don't allow anything in my space, blah 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 blah, that whole command.
Yeah.
Though I should probably do that. I probably shouldn't go through that. So I command my spirit to only allow, or command prime creation to only allow beings of light or benevolent beings in my realm or in my sphere of my dimension or higher. So that's kind of what I do whenever I know somebody's going to be touching me or be close to me. And then I shrink wrap my auric field clear and shrink wrap my auric field close to my body. So I'm going in, and I'm like, I don't, she came highly recommended, but I didn't know anything about her. And you have to fill out this form, and it's asking you about childhood this and childhood that, and were you vaccinated as a child, and that kind of stuff. And I was, because I'm of that era. And so I put on there in parentheses, yes, stupid childhood vaccinations, right? In parentheses, close parentheses. And she just said, she goes, oh, I'm gonna, she was reading it, and she goes, oh, I'm gonna like this patient. And I'm like, oh. And she started laughing, and she told me what the comment was. Long story short, and I won't get into all the details of it, but she's us. She's one of
Oh,
us.
nice.
Yeah. One of us on the Patriot side, and one of us. Yeah, she knows how the body works. Before she even takes you as a patient, she wants to explain to you what real chiropractic is, and how she helps, but the body is the one that drives, and blah blah blah. And the spinal column, like we talked about the spinal column and the spinal cord the other day, she
Yeah.
totally taught all over that. I'm like, oh my gosh,
Yeah, that's
synchronicities.
amazing.
It was really cool. Yeah.
I was reading through those, and if anybody out there listening, for the Pete Build That Space articles, there's a couple articles, great articles on the spine. They're not necessarily labeled that. Do you remember what they're labeled? So you can maybe say it on the
Yeah,
air.
I think I'll say them. I think I'll say them next week. Let's encourage them to just come next week.
Okay, yep.
Yeah,
And I would
yeah,
agree. And get those subscriptions coming in.
yeah, yeah. Keep those subscriptions and prescriptions coming in, as Q would say. Yeah, next week we are going to have an amazing show. I'm already zinging from that show. Rob and I are reading on a book. It's an author that he was already aware of. I was not. And we have a special guest coming on by the name of Birdie. And she's the one that told me about the person. And we're all three reading the book, and we are going to be really going over some of those For the People dot space articles that talked about the spine and how important it is to us not just to hold us up structurally. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
And you know what? It's I unconsciously or subconsciously or whatever word you want to use there.
Right?
In 2013, I think it was, I really hurt my lower back. I never went to the doctor about it because I knew it was really bad. Like, you don't need to be. I was like, I fell to the ground immediately, and I was like, well, this is what it's like when people, you hear people say, I threw my back, and growing up, you're like, okay, suck it up, buttercup. Like,
it sucks.
and then it happens to you, and you're like, holy balls, okay, now I understand. And so I was trying to do P90X, it was
Yep.
like
Oh,
early spring, and I'm
no.
trying to get buff in 2 months for the summer, and it's like, oh my God, what am I doing? And I always rushed working out. But anyways, long story short, I hurt my back really badly.
Right.
And after months of at the time I was just starting a business and I didn't have $100 an hour to go to a
No,
chiropractor. And
no.
it's like, I know that I want to move to the woods one day. And so it's like, well, I don't want to have to go to the chiropractor every week. So I was like, a couple of my friends had convinced me to do yoga and I'd done a little bit, but I did that for 60 days straight and I noticed so many improvements. And then recently, I think I've mentioned on the show this past year, probably about 8 months ago in the spring, I picked up Qigong. And so Qigong, and I don't do yoga as much anymore because it's like I plateaued with it a little bit. Maybe I still weave it into what I do in the on my daily basis, but I've been doing Qigong. And for those of you listening that don't know what qi is, it's life force energy.
Life force, energy.
Qi or ki, however you want. It can be qi, ki, chi, or life
CHI.
force energy. So, and that's really what we are at our core, right?
I actually hurt my back, and it was my lower back, and it's what was bothering me from all this other stuff. Once you knock your lower foundation off, it knocks the stuff up above out. And I had hurt it, and I thought, you know what? I didn't really think that I'd hurt it. I thought it was just, tired. And so I was doing barre, BARRE at the time. And we were doing that particular area the whole hour. And I'm like, I'm just going to push through. I'm just going to push through. I'm just going to push through. And I really think I did some damage. And so I don't do that anymore. I don't push through whenever it's that bad. Kind of like you said, But
Well, pushing through is.
Pilates is what yoga was for you. Pilates was for me. Pilates,
Okay,
just the
sweet.
stretching and the soft. Yeah, it was perfect. And then I did yoga too. Yeah.
Yeah,
I can get
and you know
my
what?
warrior pose on.
Yeah,
Sorry.
exactly. And you
Sorry,
just
go ahead.
adapt. Like I did it. I'll plug this because I did it, and I don't usually, unless I've done something, I don't recommend it. But there's Yoga with Adrienne. She's got like 30 days of yoga on YouTube. You can find it, Yoga with Adrienne. There's different types, but there's, and I think there was a couple, there was like, maybe it was too focused on the woo-woo type stuff, like where I didn't like it, especially at that time. But 30, from what I remember, 30 days of yoga didn't really focus on that. It was just on the yoga for beginners. And so I did that, like I said, I did it two times in a row. So 60 days, and like, it transformed my life. Like I don't think I slept properly for 3 months because my back was so messed up. And like, it gave me a lot of like, and like you said, it messed up other parts. And I've had a lot of injuries being a boy doing sports and things like that. And I had a neck injury from shallow diving into a pool once. And like,
Oh,
and
crap.
so, but I'm getting my spinal alignment back. And like with doing Qigong, it just helped open me up in certain ways that I'd found yoga didn't, or maybe it was a cumulative effort. Like I kind of feel like it happens in like a sequential order because you're not gonna like I feel like there's parts that I'm still unlocking in my neck and shoulder that it's like, wow, like if I didn't heal the other parts, like I didn't even know these were out of alignment. So like, and I think of like people saying, oh, stand up straight or sit up straight. I didn't like my spine was like an S. Like, like how when you think you're sitting up straight, and I was like, I was no where near sitting up straight my whole life, I don't think. You
They
know?
say at the age of 10, which I think is very interesting from what our friend has said, at the age of 10, they say at the age of 10 is when your spine starts curving and having subluxations and stuff like that at the age
Yeah.
of 10. And I
Same
got
with
to thinking,
sitting in classrooms, like back in, oh my God, I
We're
used
made
to,
to be hunters and gatherers. Sorry, go ahead.
no, I just, I've never enjoyed school to that extent. I love learning and I love, but like to have to go and do things that you don't want to in a matter of, and like sit at those desks, like no wonder kids have back problems. You can't sit attention for whatever it is, 6 to 8 hours a day or whatever. It's not cool.
Exactly. No, I totally agree. That's one reason why I really liked gardening is it is kind of, you lean and bend over a lot, but you can always find a comfortable position or a better position to just keep being outside, get your hands in the dirt, get grounded, do all of that. I love doing electroculture and getting my copper wire and helping my little plants out with their little copper antennas and,
Nice.
just
Yeah,
stuff like that.
this
So.
summer was excellent for me. It was the first summer. I actually found, I don't know if I ever told you, but I was just walking down the street one day, like 15 minutes from my house, and I see this like it's like a triangle board on the sidewalk, and it says take a flyer, like gardening lessons. And I was like,
Oh,
on
that's cool.
yeah. And so I sent the lady, left her a voice message saying, hey, would you be interested in a work swap? And then, like sometimes, I don't know, at the time I was having, I think, a slow patch, and so I wasn't expecting much. And she called me back, and she's like, oh my God, I would love to. And I was like, sweet. And so she taught me all about gardening, and I made videos for her so she could put up on her YouTube. And we just did a work swap, and she has a greenhouse, and she, yeah, like we did I think, three different sessions, and even a session on making tallow. And so it was really cool.
Wow, so cool. Yeah. See that is so in line with my creative co-op thing. Yeah, so in line with that.
I love that video. I think, I don't know if I mentioned it to the people on the air, but whatever you shared with me, it down in Hawaii, it was amazing, right? That's what our whole Earth's going to be like in under 10 years. Under 10 years. Let's swing for the fences.
Let's swing for the fences. Yeah. It's a video on that a friend of mine that's in our group, our family, let's say, sent it to me and said, this reminds me of your creative co-op. And it was in Hawaii, and they had like a covering, like an it was a built structure, I believe. I don't think it was a temporary structure, but they had an open air with a roof on it, covering for the elders, where the elders could be honored and could sit, and then places for the children to play. But then they had meals where, they fed the people that came, and then they had if you have an abundance of okra, which they didn't say that, but I'm just saying, abundance of okra or tomatoes or pineapples or macadamia nuts or whatever it was that was over there, bring it in, and then you can put a value on it. But then in another place, you can bring some more of that abundance in to where people can just swap. I have eggs, you have this, I have that, you have that. And so realizing that some people do still need, we still are, and they even said this on the video, we still are in an era to where, we still have to have cash to, people aren't going to, take your rent and eggs. So
Not yet.
not yet, not
Actually,
yet.
soon
But
enough,
I'm going to start
there will
saving puka shells.
the tip, like, just to put that out there, like, rent will be eradicated from this earth.
Yes.
Unless you're traveling, but it won't even need it.
Mm-mm,
Like,
mm-mm.
once everybody's homesteaded, it's like, why would anybody pay rent to live on the land we were born on? Like, that's always something I've always believed in it.
On our
And
legacy land. Yeah,
exactly,
totally.
like, it's just absolutely ridiculous.
It's
And so,
redonkulous. Yeah, I
yeah. But you know
totally
what else
agree.
I really liked about that video, about what they said about the exchanging value? One thing that
Yes.
stuck out, she used source, which is interesting because a lot of times from the Hawaiian, from what I've seen in Hawaii, they don't necessarily maybe always use that word. They use creator or whatever, but
Creator,
they're
creator.
definitely much more in tune with that. But she said source specifically, which I love.
She sure did.
And that, to me, that is important because creator still a little too close to God, so creation or source is the way I like it. But
Yeah, prime creation or source.
what she
Yeah.
said is she likes people to sit there and contemplate the value for themselves. Like, okay,
Yes.
how, like, what did this take to for this person to get me this here? So to decide to, like, because you can place a value on something, but to really get people's hearts moving and get the juices flowing about, like, what is a fair value? How do we decide that? What went into creating this lemon or growing it and cultivating it and harvesting it? And so to really get people, because there are, and that's the thing that's really been removed from our society. Like, it's like, I can't even do, and so to circle back with what, because I think you mentioned something about it earlier, is that's why I had to put up a boundary with my client this week, was about political stuff. I was like, stop sending me these political whatever her like she started texting me political diatribes, and it's like,
No.
please
Yeah.
don't, please
Yeah.
stop. And she didn't respect that, and it's like, okay, I'm done with you. And I was like, I'm sorry, we can't work. I didn't say sorry, I don't apologize, but I said,
Right.
I can no longer work with you, and whatever, and I just
Need to
blocked
respect my
her.
boundaries. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, you're crossing a boundary. I didn't ask for these, and she didn't respect that. So I said, all right, goodbye.
Right.
And
And
you know
that's,
what? It felt really good. You know,
I bet it did.
the old me
Yeah.
would have been like, oh man, like I needed that job, and like, and it's like, nope, on to the next. It like the mental chatter was in there for a bit. Was I too harsh? You know, like it was, but I'm like, no, like I know my boundaries now. I didn't always,
Yes. Right.
you know.
Well, and another thing is whenever you need time and space for a bigger, better, faster, whatever, client, you have that space now. You have that space to take them on and here's an example. Whenever I had a business up in Alaska, we bought it, and there was me and my husband at the time. And it was us against the world trying to go out and get all of these orders. Christmas time was pretty much our Super Bowl. Valentine's Day was pretty big too. And so I finally just put it out there. It's like, there's one of me and there's thousand of them. Bring them to me from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Just bring them to me because I can't advertise fast enough. I can't get the word out fast enough, but just draw them to me. There's thousands and thousands of them. And there's one of me. And I had one client call up, and I honestly thought it was a crank call. I had one client call up and said that they represented one of the hospitals and that they saw one of my baskets. I had a gift basket business, one of my
Oh,
baskets.
cool.
And yeah, it was really cool. And they decided that they wanted to give every doctor that was a member of their hospital that gift basket for Christmas. So that was like 300, I think it was 350. It was either 300 or 350 baskets.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was
That's a good
amazing.
basket case.
Ha ha ha. It made me a basket case, I'll tell you that. And then they called back. Well, I'll tell you the story later, but they called back and they said, your baskets are making such a splash. Normally we do XYZ for our administrative professionals, but they all want a basket too. I need 50 more.
Nice.
It was amazing. Here's the challenge. When you live up in Alaska and you're doing retail, especially for Christmas time, you have everything barged up because if you have it FedEx or you can't afford it. People can't afford the markup for the freight. And so all of my stuff was ordered back in September. And it was all drop shipped to the shipping company, and that they would build the pallets and they would build the pallets. And once they had all of the items from all of the different companies I ordered for, they wrapped the pallets, they put them on a barge, and they barged them up to me. And then they delivered them to me.
Holy jeez.
Where do I get all these extra baskets?
Yeah.
Ha So anyway, so that was, and it was cool how it all worked out. It was great. It all worked out great. And yeah, it was pretty amazing, pretty beautiful story on how Source came through. Yeah, it
I
was
love
pretty
when things
amazing.
like that happen. It's like a build it and they will come thing. And that's really interesting because I was just listening to a PBS CLS archive the other day, and it really talked about, like, I forget what Ron mentioned, but it was like the Zen saying, like, be a valley and everything will flow to you, you know, like instead of being a mountain, be the valley. And it's like, yeah, he was saying, I forget what it was, I wish I remembered, but it slipped in my mind. But it was like having Source bring that energy to you so you don't have to go knocking on doors. And like, I love knocking on doors. I've done it a lot in my life, but I'm getting tuckered out with it, you know.
And you are a light set on a hill. I mean, you're the beacon. You're the one that's shining. You should be drawing all that to you.
Exactly, because you know what a quote I heard this week, and I don't know, it didn't have an author, I don't think per se, and I was like, I love that because I'm writing a story, or I already wrote a story about a lighthouse and how you don't, how it's a little young lighthouse and it's being, you know, it's built, and then the old house, it's like the papa or mama lighthouse, and it's teaching the little baby lighthouse, but the little baby lighthouse wants to go save every swimmer, every little boat that goes by, and then meanwhile, you know, a big ship's coming and the light's not there because it's. So that's the lesson, is like, do what you're meant to do. Be grounded, stay on the rocks, you know, be grounded in who you are and what your purpose is. And then this week I saw a quote that said, "A lighthouse doesn't chase ships." And I was like, "No more chasing fucking ships, lighthouse."
So are you taking the, so you realize that this is all talking to you, right? So yeah, just call it in because that's what we're doing. That's why some people feel led to relocate to a different geographic position, i.e. sunshine, because I felt that I was supposed to plant here. I'm supposed to plant here. And so that's why I'm here. And you're there for a reason. And we all have dark that works against us in different ways. And
Oh yeah. I had
but
a oh, you know, can I share this one? Because
please, please.
it's a little bit related to one of the For the People articles.
Nice. Good segue.
Yeah, and so like we get attacked in different ways, right? Sometimes they're very subtle. But this past I think it was last week, yeah, I guess it must have been this week. But I was walking down the path. And this was the first time I actually felt an external energy doing something to me because, and luckily I had the auric field protection going on in my pocket. But I was walking down the path and there was this one elderly lady coming towards me and something just didn't feel right about it. I was like, this feels like this person's a plant, like a fake, a clone, a something. And like, I started feeling like this. Not, I don't know, it was something like around my heart, like an energy around my heart, and I don't know what it was, but I was like, that lady, like she looked like she was wearing a wig and she had sunglasses on, and she just like you know, the average person would think this is just a little old lady, and I was like, no, that was like a I think that was like a warlock or a demon or something. Because for the first time I felt something like in my heart, and it wasn't like a heart pain, it was like an energy. It was like I could feel something in my center, and I was like, it's like either it was warning me or it was under a slight attack or something, but it was like it didn't hurt me, but it was something that I'd never felt before, and I was like, it was enough to make me feel like, what is this? You know, like not in like a pain way, like uh-oh, like you know, I'm having a heart attack or anything like that, like not in a dense physical piercing pain, but it was like, yeah, it's really hard to explain, but it was just like an energy I could feel, almost like trying to get at me, or maybe it was my heart warning me, I don't know, but it was something, right? And that's the first and only time I can remember having that kind of energy feeling in my center.
Are you talking about, which one are you talking? Are you talking about
Weapons exchange.
weapons exchange? That's what I thought. Today, both of us, Rob and I both wake up. It's like, okay, what does For the People have? Oh, they didn't have anything today. Wow, they posted 1, 2, 3, 4, like while we were sleeping.
Yeah, I love waking up on Saturday
I
morning
know.
and having some good For the People articles.
It was awesome. But Weapons Exchange posted February, or sorry, January 23rd, 2026 on forthepeople.space is how do you want to jump into this? It was,
You just have to go read it.
yeah, it was amazing.
Explains a lot.
It explains a lot, and it's talking about sometimes you get that feeling, you know, you're driving and you get that feeling, and next thing you know, you're like, somebody's following you, and you're like, okay, that's kind of weird. And it's kind of teaching you, like Rob was just saying, it teaches you to go, I don't care if it looks like a little grandma. That is not a little grandma. That is a dangerous being. And it's a really, really good article. And wow, I don't even know if you want to, I don't know if we want to get into the camera thing or not. Anyway, what did you think of this article?
I just thought it, well, for me, it was like, okay, well, now we know, and it's, and you know, it's kind of weird because like you don't want to open yourself up to those things or worry about them, but it's good to know about them, and also know that things are changing now because there's a lot of stuff. If you read it, it's like, okay, I think those types of things are going to happen less and less, right? So also that was kind of a thing too about you know, Cube mentioned about like them being able to take down airplanes with the push of a button. And I was like, oh,
Yeah.
come on, man. Like I'm learning to fly here. Like, and you know what was really synchronistic is that was kind of my sign that it was time and that maybe something else was watching over us, if you know what I mean.
Right, I do.
But because things kept getting pushed back with my aviation, and like I was supposed to go on a discovery or a scenic tour with my brother and my mom, and like literally every time my brother was here, it was either raining or cloudy or snowstorm, and so it kept getting pushed back, and I was like so discouraged for 2 years, and then finally we got to go. Or then there was wildfire smoke, and I was like, okay, man, like I'm getting real frustrated. Like it's been 2 years, and I haven't been able to, you know, I was supposed to have my license and be flying already, and it's like I haven't even gone for my second flight yet. So I was so frustrated. But then hearing that, I was like, well, maybe, you know, the time isn't right. And then finally, when I got to go, I was like, okay, well, this is gonna, it was a little bit extra scary because I was like, hope this thing doesn't fall out of the sky, you know? But there is a comfort. Like you can understand that was the first time that in my life that I wasn't scared to fly. And I went up with a friend, and he has a plane he built himself. And it's, I think, I don't know if I ever showed, or no, you're not on Facebook, but or I told you, I think. But it reminded me of, I think I said it on the show, it reminded me of a CLS Defense Suite ship because he hasn't had it painted yet, so it's all silver.
That's so cool.
Yeah, and so that's exactly what it reminded me of. That was the first time I went for a flight and I didn't feel any apprehension because I was like, if this guy croaks, I can land this plane, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah, the weapons exchange really was really good timing. I remember whenever, I can probably say this, when Asha just abruptly quit co-hosting and nothing was said. I had had a really a strong feeling that something had happened. And I'd mentioned it to a couple of friends, and they were like, no, she's just, probably taking some time off vacation, blah, 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 which was probably people that were in tune that were telling me to knock it off, But I really sensed that there was some danger going on and that something may have happened. And now here's this post, and I'm like, oh, well, that kind of says why. Okay, I get it. But yeah, I don't even know how to word this. It's happening. It's happening. And I know a lot of people are. Well, I'll comment on one thing. She had talked about she's a very healthy person, and it was clear that she was being attacked in the heart area. I'm not going to give away the article, but she was being attacked in the heart area. And I've had attacks there as well. And there was one time when I had done some energy work with someone and went to work after that morning. And someone I trusted and went to work that morning and was standing there talking to my assistant. And I said, whoo, I feel really dizzy. And next thing you know, I'm on the floor waking up. And she's like, sunshine, sunshine. Are you come back? Are you there? That kind of thing. And she said I was really angry when I came back. I'm like, what? I'm just like, I was probably like, woohoo, I'm out of here. Yay. But yeah, I came back. So anyway, it's real. It's real. And yeah.
Yeah, there's just so much stuff that I want to share, and I don't know. Like, I'm trying to, you know, someone we both know once said, like, keep, you know, save humanity, but keep your cards close to your chest. And I know sometimes, like, it was difficult even to share, like, some of the projects and stuff, because it's like, well, we know what's going to happen. And, you know, things seem to have,
Same.
that's the thing about, like, timelines and cutting and pasting of time. It's a really difficult thing to see unless you can, and you're like, oh my God, this is how this is happening, right? So this is how it works. And jumping timelines and crashing them and all that stuff. And so it's like there's a lot of things I want to share, and I guess over the years I will, in the future. But it's like maybe some things aren't meant to be shared at the moment right now. But
I agree.
it's exciting time, but also at the same time, it's like, well, there's no secrets left, so let's get this party started. Like the real work starts now. We're just getting going.
Oh man, I wish that we worked ahead of time because we could have had that song queued up and we could have like given credit to, the right credit so that way we don't get in trouble with the, licensing. We could have like get the party started.
I'm a DJ. I love music. I love, you know
I
what's
know,
funny
right?
is I started DJing because I love dancing, and I would go to like raves or clubs, and it was like I liked some of the music, but I was like, I want to make this music that I know I would love to dance to. And a lot of times when I would be DJing, I would like get the tracks beat matched and get everything queuing up. And like that's the thing about being a DJ is usually the booth is really horrible sound. Like it might be like a couple, like there's some clubs that pride themselves in having a good booth, so you get to hear what it's like. But like the big sound system's down on the floor, so I'd get everything kind of going. And when I had a DJ partner for a long time, it was easier to do. But if I was by myself, I'd, set things up and then I'd jump down onto the dance floor to just go see what it sounded like down there, and for a minute or two. Because I'm always tucked away in the booth, and it's like I know that this has got to be sounding amazing on the floor.
And the headphones, I mean, no matter how good your headphones are, it's not the same.
And it's really different. You're not like, that's the thing for me is like I love record, like you're in the flow when you're doing it, so you don't get to enjoy it from a listening perspective because you've got things queuing up. You're doing a performance, right? Like it's like playing an instrument or whatever, but you don't get to like, you're not sitting there observing it or dancing to it. So I always love like when I finally edit a mix or whatever, or I put one together, and like I'll re-listen to them over again so I can actually enjoy it as an observer and a listener, rather than just because you're just too in it to really feel it when you're doing it.
I agree. I feel the same way when I'm doing a live show. I always like doing the live show because even though we don't have the feedback, I still feel the energy from the people pulling on the show. And so there are things, especially when you've got a second person on or a third person on, you're working with that person and feeding and pulling and pushing. And so I get more out of the shows afterwards when I listen to them,
Oh,
when I
that
go
yeah,
back and
that's
listen to
I
them.
can totally understand that now. Yeah, I get that because it's you're so in it. You're not like you, it's like it's kind of cool because you get to separate yourself out and be like, yeah, like I like that aspect of it. It's like to create something and then to see it, and then but then of course you're being in judgment and you're not creating, so that's a judgment. But it's nice to be an observer as well. And then you realize sometimes you take the my that's it, me and my license plates. One I saw, it was my away, so MYAWAY, so my away. When you take the my away, like the me, mine out, and you just like realize it's like source manifesting through you, and when
Yeah,
you take
very good.
the personalized story out of it, and that's really what the work is to just get the emotional charge off your past. Because when you think that we only have this one life and then you might die and maybe you're maybe not get into heaven or possibly hell for an eternity, we spend so much time looking back, being like, I shouldn't have done this, I shouldn't have done that. And that's really what the manipulation is to let us not know that we like, oh, there's my synchronicity. I wanted to tell you, okay, it just made me, whatever I was about to say just made it pop up for me. So this, the like 2 days ago when I left the house, I usually like to go down the path, and I do my best to take different routes every day. I might go through some of the same areas, but I'm really about like change. I don't like the set patterns. I like to go do different things and different routes or whatever. But generally, I go down the path because it's nature. So I always leave my house going left. And for whatever the reason that day, I was like, yeah, spirit, like, do you want to go left or right? And my spirit, it's like, let's go right today. So I went right. And as soon as I turn right and I walk past the van by my house, there's a car there, and it was just somebody. It's never usually there, but it was somebody dropping something off, I guess. And it said, "Live." There was a sticker on the window, and it said, "Live eternal life to the fullest." And so I think that was like, we're already past the point of no return, the Rubicon, if you will. So live it to the
That's really
fullest
good.
because it's here now.
That's really good. Yeah, I I cannot. I just looked at the time and I'm just stunned. We're wow.
Aww.
I know. I think the first thing that I want to do real quick is before I forget, for all of the US super soldiers out there, we love you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to you all. Because yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and that's the thing about like I'm really work. There's so many exciting things. Oh, you know what else is today's synchronicity? Is it's the 5-year anniversary of my first contact, which
Oh,
I told you
your
the
light
story,
contact?
my light contact, which is reconnecting with your spirit. So it was this day that it happened on 2021, and then it, strangely enough, the next day, tomorrow was the day that they celebrate Saint Paul. But I mentioned that on the show before. I was like, wow, that's so synchronistic that it happened on the same day. Like, so
Wow,
weird, you know? But
that's so
I
cool.
realized this morning, I was like, oh, the 24th. And I was like, I know what day that is, my first contact anniversary. What's your spirit? First contact isn't something outside of yourself, it's with more of your spirit. So that's what I actually heard on a CLS show yesterday, which I forget which date it was, but I'd never heard that. And I was like, yes.
Say that again. It just kind of flew by. Say that again.
I was probably speaking so fast, eh?
No.
CLS 2010 01-23. So first contact is contact with your spirit. It's not with aliens outside of yourself. It's
Yeah,
first contact
that's
is
really good.
connecting with your spirit. It's love comes walking in, right?
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah.
I am super excited about our show next week. And this show's been great. I can't even begin to tell people how important For the People dot space is right now. Get on there, start looking at the posts, and use it as a tool because it'll feed you. It'll feed you, and it'll also confirm for you some of the things that you were wondering. You'll be like, oh, just kind of like what Rob was talking about today, having that weird feeling of the person walking towards him, which most people would have thought was an elderly lady. And he was like, nope. Well, that particular article kind of helped confirm that, no, it's okay to know and to learn when your spirit's talking to you. That's the whole point of going within. Is learning how to take your thoughts, I would say captive, drop them down into your heart and make them, kind of subdue them to where you're really totally listening to your source energy. And I had something written down here I was going to share too as I'm flipping the pages. Sorry, BBS.
It's okay.
It's like I cannot. Oh, darn it. I'm kind of like you, when we have it all written down and then like, where is it? Which page is it on? But anyway, oh, here it is. It's talking about going within and you turn your awareness inward away from external distractions to explore your inner consciousness and sensations to find deeper understanding, peace, purpose, or connection to your true self, essentially finding answers and fulfillment internally rather than externally. And
Yeah.
so, just focusing on that is so important. And our show next week, I think, is really going to help so many people just because of the content and because of the energy of the excitement that the three of us are bringing. And yeah. Do you have anything to share about it a little bit, or
About what
I don't want to give
show?
away the baby with the bathwater,
The
but
show or the website?
which website? Oh,
For the
For the
People.
People?
Yeah.
Either, both. You can comment on both.
Well, I'll comment on the like ongoing within, and I've been doing my foundational healing course
Yeah.
workshops or whatever, my show. And I
And
didn't
give the
realize.
link where that's at.
Yeah, so it's YouTube. I think it's I've actually don't I don't say it often, but it's YouTube.com/RAWBANDERSON. So RAW, so raw band, Ursun. But yeah, so and I realize now how much foundational healing is all about our spine, because our spine is the foundation for our body. And, to some extent, obviously our legs, because we stand on the ground, but our spine is the foundation. I feel like our legs extend from our spine. We use them because we walk on land. But you really, your spine is the foundation of everything, and it, in your nerve center. And so going within, I've been doing it, and it's like when you feel like the outside world calling you, sometimes it's just best to say nope. I was too much of a yes man before, and that was cool. It served me at that time. But going within, you think like, well, what does that mean? And then there's like a world inside of you, like we're like a microcosm, and there's so much to learn about our inner body and our energetic blocks. And there's only two types of energy, block and unblocked. And because we're here on this show today, that means we still have blocked energy. We're not off in a universe of light per se. So there's only, 100% light, and we'd probably be out of here. But I guess the one thing, and I don't think I had my swear for today, but I saw a really funny meme from the Cat is the Sea.
Cat, yeah, I love her.
Yeah, and it was Trump hat, and it says, "I'm not fucking leaving," and that's what I'm not doing either. I'm not fucking leaving. We're here. We're getting her done, and that's, even if we just have to outlive everybody peacefully, that's one way to win. Because I was walking to where the heck was I going? Anyways, to check out a job or a client or whatever, and I walked through this tunnel where the cars or the trains go over, and it's so funny because paying attention to your own clues so you can figure out what you need to work on. All around my city, somebody who does graffiti writes the word clue in like graffiti, so CLUE. So every time I see that, I like, what's my clue that I'm not getting, or spirit, what's the clue that I'm supposed to get here? And right beside it this time, it said, "How did you win?" And so I've been thinking about that for the past week. How
That's
did you win?
good.
And it's
That's
just by
really
being
good.
peaceful, because our anger. I wrote this movie that diplomat screenplay. Oh, if there's anybody out li there listening that does movies and or funds them or anything like that, please let me know, because I'm looking for help with that. But one of the episodes was called "It Was Their Anger That Killed Them." So, in order to win this, we just have to be peaceful, because people will. If you give somebody enough rope, eventually they'll hang themselves with it, right? So, it's like at the end of it, if you just maintain your peace energy, as difficult as that is some days, that's how you win.
And it's that inner peace, that inner peace that you're going for. It's funny, earlier you mentioned that your word right now is grace. And I had two female names picked out if I ever had children. One was Grace Elizabeth, and I just thought Grace was the most beautiful, graceful, peaceful, lovely word. Love that word. Love that name. So next week it's going to be basically talking about the body and how it's interconnected for natural healing, and how it was created to work before all of our mods and before all of the barcodes and before of the DNA and before all of the eugenics and before all of the. I'm not going to give much more than that. I think that's pretty good. I think
How
that's
are we
pretty
going to
good.
cram that all into 1 hour? Like, I feel like we just started
It's
talking.
probably going to go into a
I
couple
feel
of
like we just
shows.
started. I feel like that was just the introduction of the show, and it's already the end of the hour here.
I know. Keep your subscriptions and prescriptions coming. Thank you so much for
Flood
everyone
them
for
in
doing
so
that,
we can
by the
keep this
way.
show going. Keep it going. We got a lot of
Right?
work to do it, and
We got a
it's
lot of
all of
work to
us.
do.
I
Got to
know
help some
everybody.
people.
Not everybody wants to be on the radio, so that's a huge. I don't think people realize just showing up and listening and sharing and subscribing is massive, like, because that
It's
helps the
huge.
people that are on the front lines to continue to do so, right? So thank you to you, Sunshine, for doing it, because
Oh,
I don't
you're
think people
welcome.
realize the financial commitment that it takes. And I don't want to put you on the spot, but I really honor that, because I
Thank
too,
you.
I know how much obviously we've talked about it, so I know how much it is. And so if you guys out there could, I'm asking for her, because it's important. I think your show is important for people,
Thank
and it's
you.
important to share, and it's important to support. It's less than a cup of coffee for all this amazing content. Plus, you get me. Like, come on.
You get the icing on the cake.
I
I know, right? That's awesome. You're
all for the
so
single monthly price of.
a latte or more. You can always give more.
Yeah,
Yeah,
please
that's very
donate.
sweet of you. Thank you so much. That's
You're welcome.
kind.
It's the least I could do, and I appreciate you having me on. So,
Oh, it's fun. It's fun. There's a real synergy there. So it's a lot of fun having you on. So I want to I just want to encourage everyone, silver's over 100, kind of looking at the natural world for a second. Silver's over 100. Things are being disclosed in mainstream media. If there is anything that you can do for the people around you that are totally in the dark, is to use Rob's word, and that's grace. Have much, much grace.
Yeah.
Have much, much grace and compassion, because a lot of people's worlds could possibly fracture. I don't want to
Yeah.
speak it into existence. So just walk in grace these next few weeks as we see how all of this unfolds.
Yeah.
And know that both Rob, well, I can speak for myself. Know that I love you all very, very much, and that I've always promised that I would be brutally honest and to the point of, it's raw and it's ugly, and I just had a bald eagle fly by.
Nice.
I know.
I want a bald eagle.
I know. Okay, bald eagle, go find Rob now.
I want to go flying with them, actually. I
I
got
know,
heard that
right?
was so cool. It's the
That'd be
coolest thing.
awesome.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. I love everyone that supports me. I love everyone that listens on all the syndicated stations around the world. Just know that I truly am here for you, and I'm on this path to ascension. I'm not the fresh, cleaned fish that's been through it for 7 years and am at 100% light. I'm working on it. I am going to take my body with me. I know I'm going to, because that's my focus, and I'm focusing on that, and that's what I'm going to get. So thank you for being on this walk and for trusting us to bring you content that will help you too. What you got, Rob?
I don't know. I don't think I need to top that, you know? Okay,
So do we
since we're
sing a little
talking,
bit? We've got about 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Do we sing a little bit, or what do
what do
we
you want to
do?
sing? Well, I do have something related to grace. So
Oh
grace and
yeah, do
pure
it.
heart-based intention are our true power. So
Say that again. Nobody had their pen ready. Say it again.
grace and pure heart-based intention are our true power. That was probably from Mr. 17. I think. Yeah, I have an insane amount of quotes from just stuff that I it's my Osho, Ron, and Q. All the, Lao Tzu. Yeah, they're all over just things that I Bruce Lee, all the regulars, all the people that I've always resonated with and still have those up all over the place. But yeah,
Grace and pure heart-based intention
our true power.
are our
Power.
true power. Let's end with that.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Nice.
Yeah.
Time. Perfect.
Is it time? Yeah,
It's
already, eh?
time.
I try
Yeah,
not to look at it because I didn't.
grace and pure heart based intention are our true power. Bye guys, we love you. Come back next week. It's going to be off the charts.
Bye.
Bye.
Take care, everybody.